Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
March the 16th, 2018, it's the Real KNC, Ken Laird.
Chris Curtis.
Curtis v. Mutt, Battle of the Brainless 5, Bracket of the Brainless, underway today.
Yes, sir.
It's Kirk and Callahan's Battle of the Brainless.
Jed Clumpet, right?
Mutt is shirtless and playing a trombone.
Part 5.
My focus is on the 5.
Bracket of the Brainless.
It was like making it rain with brackets in here.
The Drop-Off.
She does. She helps special needs kids.
You're a hog.
Featuring two bracket buster boobs.
Big boobs.
Chris Cinderella Curtis.
I don't think this is good radio right now. We're doing the...
And Mike Madness Mutnansky.
Show me how you wiggle in those GMs.
And now, two top-seeded simpletons collide.
Yes! Oh,
Brainless, baby.
It's Curtis.
You know, in Hobbit, Texas, I mean...
Versus... Mutt.
Here we go, everybody. Dean Martin.
Really close to my heart with drops being the central focus of it.
Wow.
So I'm loving it so far. What's your first impression?
Perfectly executed by you. Organized, detail-oriented, all the staples of a Ken Laird production.
Oh, shut up.
And the one downside of this is that...
Oh, I can take some criticism.
I'm not sensitive.
90% of the brilliance of a drop...
Brilliant.
...is your timing.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, the drive back was brutal.
Were you regretting it?
No, it's just because Mutt and Bradford were on. The weather was totally fine.
I missed that. Were they keeping you updated on free agency?
Everybody be safe tonight.
Yeah,
and
be safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
Were you safe? You weren't safe. Driving home was not safe.
You're praising me. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I've been criticized for drops going back to the infancy of the show.
Fart-smelling football.
The old general manager was not a fan.
I love bread and butter. I love toast and jam.
Yes.
I love bread and butter.
Anyway, I've always been a fan of your drops. I still am. But the drops that we're using for this tournament are so recognizable.
These are icons.
Mm. Well, how much rubber?
These are really, I mean, forces of nature.
You know, in Hobbit, Texas, I mean.
Mutt is right. His first instinct on the show today was that Good Weekend should possibly have not been... permitted in the tournament, but I feel like it's the first one we've done. If it wins, so be it.
Curtis is going to be tough to beat in this tournament.
He's
going to be. He's
the chalk.
But you still feel like
I admit
you're
that.
You said you were going to win earlier.
I think that dog bite clip can at least get to the final and get. The problem is that as we look ahead here, Good Weekend is going to be. I feel like.
But you would have if you win and you get the award. If you have a speech, you've got to thank Nora Princhiati.
I'll thank her for sure.
You have to thank her for sure.
Thank Prince the Boston Scotty. Globe for their excellent reporting as right. always. And I'll thank Tony Cs. Love those guys.
It does have a little bit of the cliche factor because it's so overplayed.
Good Weekend. First of all, Mutt was in a sour mood all day today.
Oh, man. Serious Mutt. Sensitive Mutt.
God. Like, it's Friday, Mutt. You can start drinking soon. Relax.
You'll talk to me drunk or sober after Red Sox game.
He dropped the World War II Felger in the first segment and never recovered.
Never did.
Should I make the announcement now?
Go ahead.
Do we have breaking news? Probably. That's okay. I am World War II Felger.
I figured you were. It
seems. Just want to let this everyone know now.
No one knows what you're talking about.
I'm also no one knows. SV Callahan.
People know SV Callahan is.
Marloni Investments. I'm also Daily Arnold Text Line.
You're all those things?
I'm all those people.
You're going to save Fred Tutcher a lot of money. He doesn't have to hire
there you go.
PI.
It's a good point to back up 90 seconds. So nobody knows who World War II Felger is. What's it such an inside
I don't
joke?
Even know who that is.
You don't make inside dumb jokes on the show?
Yeah, but for okay. people to listen to the show.
You didn't do one last week?
Yeah, but what's funny about that?
It's such a
terrible joke.
Come on, Mutt.
Well, last week what?
What do you... Forget it.
Well, no, what? Whatever. Last week, what?
Whatever. Keep on going.
Last week, what?
Go on with your epic rant about Twitter. Go ahead.
There's no rant at all.
Last week, what?
What are you talking about? And then he's getting all pissy about the Good Weekend. Well, have an iconic saying, Mutt.
Show me how you wiggle in those GMs.
You know, have something that's overplayed. Do something that's relevant enough.
Turquoise!
Well, let me stick up for Mutt. He's got some heavy hitters of his own that are coming. I mean, we caught a couple today. I got to say, I thought you were going to go 3-1 here in the first four games of the tournament.
So did you think lottery numbers was going to flip?
I thought lottery numbers, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
What numbers would you pick?
I'd probably pick 4-1. 11 for my anniversary, and then 7-1, 5-1, 11.
Chris, a lot of ones here. I don't know how many ones you can do.
We play that quite a bit, and it's part of one of the headlines opens. People like it. They know it. But maybe I overrate it. Maybe, see, this is why it's good to have the tournament.
Right.
Not to mention, I had to go to a play-in game format on the Ken Laird Twitter account, building my brand.
There you go.
A little bit. Ken Laird and Paul Chartier, the new producers, have taken over. I enjoyed the response from the play-in games. You had four. It really pained me to have special needs kids.
She does. She helps special needs kids.
Don't think this is good radio.
I don't think this is good radio right now. We're doing the
Hubbock, Texas, and cheat day.
Yeah, it's my cheat day.
Three of them had to get whacked before the field even began, and it was close. Cheat day won 31%, tied at 25%. Don't think this is good radio in Hubbock, Texas.
I would say cheat day as a drop is more the most versatile. Yeah, it's my cheat day. The tonality
it's
I use.
It's your inflection.
In
it. I don't. What were you going for there? I don't. What was the context of that? A lot of people are asking me about the context of some old Curtis drops. So I think there's good backstories on these.
Yeah. So cheat day. I think I was shoving my face with Doritos.
Call me crazy, but I'm pretty sure somebody could sit there, stuff Doritos in his face at 7:30 and book Chris Russo.
And Dino was like giving me a hard time. John used to like shit on me about what I ate. Like this guy who's got more staples in his stomach than anybody I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, you were low hanging then.
And so, you know, he's telling me, you know, what to eat or whatever.
Saying, you know, take me, eat me.
And so I think I was like trying to mock Dino and I was like, it's my cheat day. I don't miss him.
Well, it's a great drop, but it's moved on. We haven't felt it yet in the tournament, but it'll be coming next week.
Right.
Mutt had a foursome too. Two Mutt Rage clips that got eliminated for now. And the Where We're Slaves From is in the field. It's going to move on from the citizenship quiz.
They're from Africa. I mean, from Africa, right?
I was a little surprised at that. I got to be honest. That it beat out You're a Honk.
You're a Honk.
I'm glad that's out of the tournament.
That's a recent.
That is an
favorite.
Excellent drop. Even when I hear these and I know the context of them, the citizenship quiz for Mutt remains an all-time bizarre thing we just stumbled upon, and he had no clue about anything.
Who's the governor of your state now?
Marty, we just had him on. I can't think of his name.
Yep, that's not his name. No. Come on. Who is it?
I'm not giving.
Come on!
No!
Who is it? You really don't know.
I do.
Governor of Massachusetts.
Come on! I'm
Deval.
Is it still Deval Patrick?
It is. Yes,
no.
It is.
No.
Yes, it is. Right, right, Curtis?
No.
Correct.
Tall
no.
Deval, you
no.
bet.
No.
You don't know who it is?
Also, his Dean Martin, it's a pretty thing, isn't it? Came in second in that tournament. Here we go, everybody. Dean Martin. But anyway, of the surprises today, yeah, for me, it was the lotto numbers getting whacked by, what did it lose out to? Oh, it was the Super Bowl dog bite, which I think Mutt's proud of. As far as the field goes, he feels like that's going to be
a
big
tough
player for him.
Tom Brady has a scar on his quad from being bitten by a dog after practice. So this has been the week so far today. And now tonight, he got bit by a dog. And when you... say it again, Patio? Okay, I misread that story. I apologize. We'll figure this thing out very, very soon.
It is historically dumb, incredibly delivered, and the timing of it being at the height, the peak of that Super Bowl week. You're not going to match that.
Tom Brady, speaking, has a gash on his leg bitten by one of the security dogs at practice earlier today.
Your first entry from the Deitch podcast, which is just legend at this point.
Pleasure to be here, Richard. Thank you for having me.
Is rolling over. The cafeteria is open. Cafeteria is open is an iconic Mutt drop, and it's getting crushed.
The cafeteria, Lou is open.
61-39, too. Pleasure to be here.
I do wonder if the cafeteria Lou is open is really great more on the inside for us.
It is like, a little bit. Like Jerry is not even a fan of that one.
A little dirty. Yeah.
Well, that was the case. Jerry was out the day that we found and unearthed the maiden voyage of Mutt and Merlone.
Indeed, the maiden voyage, Mutt and Merlone, Sports Radio WEEI on this Monday, 7th day of March, the year 2011.
Did you get stuck on that one? You weren't sure what year it was?
Yeah, you know, it's a weekday. Being here on a weekday, Lou, a little
dramatic
bit different.
Pause.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, I'm used to the surroundings
weekend,
here.
But
there are people here on a weekday. The cafeteria, Lou, is open. The parking garage is full.
It's all new.
The heck's going on around?
It's all new.
Brand new.
He's not quite as into it, and but I love it. I love that drum.
And unfortunately, your drunken podcast is looking like it's out.
You deal with these people on a daily basis. You do things, honest to God. I leave here, and people are like, you get to produce Dennis and Callahan. I'm like, I wouldn't wish this job on my worst enemy. So here's what you deal with on a daily basis. I love this post-show recap, and I'm enjoying this.
To Mutt's drunken Tony C's experience, which is also lives in the annals of time.
I got to ask you, Steve. I'm not as confident as you are. They're the best team in the American League. I have a lot of respect for Texas. They don't steal a lot of bases, but they do manufacture runs. They have the third worst record in baseball in the American League. For your edification, hold on. My phone is pulling up. It's postseason. Click on regular season instead of postseason.
I feel like Mutt gets drunker in it each time I listen. Like, there's different things I find or listen to that I pick out that I'm like, holy shit, that sounds awful.
For your edification, hold on.
One other backstory I wanted, and this is a frequent question, how much Robert, which is not in today's field, right, but it'll be next week, where did how much Robert come from?
Well, how much Robert? I think it came from something about the value of the Patriots. There was some story in like Boston Sports Journal or Sports Business Journal, something like that. And the guys were talking about it. And I think I was trying to say, how much would Robert have to sell, or how much would Robert, like Robert Kraft, have to sell the Patriots for? And in my brilliance, I just said, well, how much Robert? And for infamy, that thing has... We'll stay on forever.
You were dealing with an abject idiot here.
All right, four more on Monday, and we'll roll into the Sweet 16 next week.
Spoiler alert!
Looking back on the week, I thought pretty good week. I thought we had some fun this week.
I did too.
Today Mutt was a sourpuss.
Oh!
Beyond that, it was a good show, right?
Yeah, I thought today went well. I mean, we fell upon my anniversary and my weekend out of town.
Oh, man, we got two new ones from Curtis. You're headed to exotic locales of Somerville this week.
I'm so upset that the parade route shortened. I can't tell you how much that bothers me.
I mean, I like St. Patrick's Day, but the idea of going to Southie
tomorrow?
Is just, I can't. I'd rather be.
Curtis will be there, right?
Oh, we get out of town.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, la di da.
Do you?
This weekend we're leaving.
No, where are you going?
We're just going to the Somerville on Sunday and Saturday.
You're getting out of town and you're going to Somerville?
Well, like, we're getting out of Southie. It's insane.
And do you stay the night in Somerville?
No, I just don't. You can't go to any of the restaurants or anything.
You don't walk around Somerville all day?
No, we have a dinner reservation.
So you're not getting out of town. You're going to dinner somewhere else.
Well, we're going to go on a hike on Sunday.
A what?
A hike.
Boy, what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going. Like, we're not staying. We don't go to the parade. We don't go and walk around the whole thing.
But you don't get out of town.
But if you live there.
Do you understand when you say.
Not like go to Maine for
when you say out of town, then implies you're not going 3 miles away.
Right. I mean, we're getting out of the town. We're getting out of South.
Where's this hike on Sunday?
Cat Rock in Weston. Great spot.
It's going to be like
Weston?
The high on Sunday is 30 degrees.
So I'm running on Sunday. What's the difference?
Okay, but that's you.
You can go on a hike in Weston?
Yeah, we bring the dog. It's a great time.
There's no snow or anything, hiking, right?
Right.
What's that?
There's no snow issues or anything. Is there for the hike?
No.
No? It's all plowed and everything? Or?
No, it's just like, it's not. I'm sure it's fine. I don't know. It's a very active area.
Like it's a very active area.
Yeah, there's lots of people that take their dogs there, so I'm sure the trails have been hiked.
Is it like up a hill?
Yeah. Trails have been what?
Hiked. I don't even know. Like, I know that Kirk is looking for an answer on something that I don't really want to reveal, or I'm uncomfortable. Not like serious uncomfortable, but I just don't feel like going to it.
Oh, over to the anniversary stuff?
Yeah.
Which, happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you very much.
One of two.
Right.
When did you get married officially?
Why can't he answer this?
Curtis, what are you hiding? Are you married to two women?
Married to two women.
Are you officially
women.
What are you
married?
Hiding?
I am officially married.
What are you hiding?
Oh, whatever. Who cares? What? We got married in March, just Jess and I, in the city of Boston.
Do your parents know this?
Yes.
Then what do you...
And then we
Why?
Got...
You don't have any kids.
Because my wife wanted to get married on our 10-year anniversary together. So we got married in March, and then we had a wedding later that summer in Boston.
So it was just the two of you at the courthouse?
Yes.
So your actual wedding day is March 16th, but then your wedding was in July.
Yes.
So you got married. Did everybody know in July you'd already been married?
No.
So how did anybody know?
How did you do that?
Oh, my family. Our families knew.
Your families knew. So you were married for four months.
Awesome.
Yes.
You would be great if you were arrested someday and you had a field of detectives around you. But it feels like that's the show at least a couple times a week. You know, you're in the chair. You're getting cross-examined and you are wilting.
And I mean this sincerely. If Kirk did that, I think he'd be the best at it. He has this unparalleled ability to zero in on the one thing you do not want to talk about. And it's amazing.
I guess that's true.
Butts had a few new ones lately. One thing about the drops, as we mentioned on the show today, 13 of the 16 Curtis drops in our Bracket of the Brainless are old school, you know, drunk era Curtis.
Correct.
He doesn't fake it. I think that what most people wouldn't understand is...
Mutt has had a bunch of good ones recently that will come up next week. He had yesterday another all-timer with the Hadley Plymouth.
Oh,
exchange.
That was my highlight of the week.
Is Hadley part of her district in Plymouth that close, those two towns close?
What? What?
Well, she represents
Hadley?
Hadley is in Western Mass.
It's next to UMass.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Hadley.
I didn't know Hadley was at Western Mass.
It's right next to Amherst. It has a later last call.
Who am I confusing it with?
People from UMass.
Well, I've been out there, Beckett and all those other towns.
Oh, Plymouth is next to like Belchertown.
No, Belchertown isn't on the Mass Pike.
Or Northampton.
Belchertown's on the Mass Pike.
Is Plymouth, is it border Lee or no? I always get confused.
Why
Lee
did you ask that again?
Why does it matter anyway?
Next
because
to Adams?
General Hooker was from Hadley. It's a Hadley guy back in the day.
But do you know where they're talking about? Where the
State House, yes.
Do you know? Is
at
that,
the State House.
Where's that?
Is it downtown Boston?
Okay. So what does it matter at all?
Because she should have known that if Hadley were in her district.
Why would it,
someone must have explained to her that it's a world. I mean,
of course they didn't.
Can we tweet out how far away those two towns are from each other?
Doing headlines, and Mutt is trying to jump in because we called him out saying he doesn't weigh in on headlines. So his first day back, he's ready to go. He's going to add something. And he jumps in with, is Plymouth next to Hadley? And my God, what a moron.
That is the God blessed dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Olivia Cupolo. This week,
Amendola and his lovely girlfriend Olivia.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Cupolo, she's definitely Cupolo. Lovely. Yes.
You know, last week, of course, he was the producer. We had all the new Mutt the producer drops.
That was fun.
Before maturity, rates subject to change without notice.
Because my kids are my parents' house with no power. No.
Member DIF.
Monday, we're going to react to the Oxygen Network 4-hour documentary featuring Kirk Minahan and, to a lesser extent, Jerry Callahan.
He was going to be close to a Hall of Famer. I mean, he was going to be one of the great tight ends in NFL history.
Nobody knew what kind of dark side he had.
A random tweet comes out that Hernandez is dead and he hung himself. What the hell is going on here?
I think they're Jim Cott now, like a special analyst.
I mean, it's unbelievable. They sound about as young as he does.
I call him Kitty.
And the guy won 283 games and 16 gold gloves, Jim Cott.
Joe, good to see you, as
great,
always.
Great to have you with us.
With you guys.
One of the great analysts in baseball history.
Well, who worked quicker, you or Chris Sale?
Well, I think we probably both worked with the same pace. I might have worked a little quicker, but our games were faster because of a number of reasons.
Yes. So,
I don't know that Chris has had any hour 29 games.
Low and inside, 1-2 now to Sano.
Sunday night, I think, feels like there is going to be some breaking news, and I could see Monday morning they'll be talking a lot about that, which makes me think Tangway will be a bit jealous that Chappaquiddick is now going to be overshadowed by the Oxygen appearance.
Good point.
Because Tangway's in with us Monday.
I can tell you, there is going to be breaking news Sunday, and it is going to be around the country.
Wow.
Tangway's in twice next week to make up for blowing us off for the snow day this week.
Hello, this is Gary Tangway of NBC Sports Boston. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yes, Monday, Wednesday this week. I think the only reason he's doing 2 days this week is because I called him after I saw Chappaquiddick, and I literally filleted him on the phone, and he was so happy, so I think he's doing me
lickety
a favor.
Lick, lick, lick.
Sniff.
He'll be in Monday, Wednesday, Mutt Thursday, Friday, and Drellick is confirmed 7-9 on Tuesday.
Rip through the week real quick. Sean McDonough was on yesterday, and the phone sucked.
I always loved the way the broadcast was going. No. Did he? No. But was it personal? No.
It was incredibly frustrating with the phone, but that's an instance where it's not like Kirk doesn't get enough credit, but that's, something where he introduced that idea last weekend, said, why not? Let's go for him. we'd make news, and he was right.
And this stooge, this pathetic little sock puppet.
Ben Volen had a two-hour appearance Wednesday, which was widely panned. He had some good nuggets, but he just doesn't have the right pace for the show. He's just way too laid back.
Weird guy.
I'm curious. You own a dog, you said, right?
I do own a dog.
What kind of dog? It's not important.
It's a poodle.
A poodle. Do you get it trimmed or whatever? Like?
We get them haircuts.
Was this like a pre-marriage dog?
My wife came into the relationship with a dog. I married into Sammy the dog.
Yeah. You like dogs,
love
right?
Him.
So we did a story for 10 minutes on United Airlines murdering this dog.
Interesting, too.
And you had nothing.
What do you want me to say?
I want to say your opinion, your thoughts.
I'm pro dog murder. I mean, is that a...
Well, Kirk is.
Well, obviously.
Drellick did a better job. We had two nuggets from Drellick that we kind of milked. One was talking to his grandmother every day.
You talk to your grandmother every day?
Yes. Look who's online. I have a feeling. Scam Gam.
What do you think of the baseball show, what he does with Lou, Grandma?
If he keeps saying my age, he'll be cursed to do it the rest of his life. Don't say my age.
How's that applesauce, Grandma? What's the recipe for that?
It's a little bit of apple, a little bit of shavings from my heels.
Which we got the most out of. And the other was his bizarre father relationship, which you looked up his father's. You got his father's number and almost got him on, but then Drellick texted him not to come on. It was very strange.
It was very odd.
It bothers me.
Have you lost your mind to this?
Why does that bother you?
Because
he's still a good guy, right? He's still a good father.
He's a great guy.
What's your dad's name?
Steve.
Steve Drellick.
Yes.
Okay. So why not? Can we reach out to Steve?
Yeah, sure.
Do we know where he is today? Like, so he's... Was he just? Is he in his car having breakfast?
He's probably having breakfast at the nice hotel he's at. I don't know.
He's got a lot of money. That's true.
He doesn't have a lot of money. He has enough money to do this.
Is he still in the movies?
Yeah, but eventually, if you don't have that much money, eventually you can run out, though.
Yeah, well, it's not the smartest way to spend.
Imagine if you don't have a house.
Money.
Yeah, but you have hotels every night.
I think he wants hotels.
He's probably in shelters.
He could have a girlfriend at the moment. For all I know, I don't know.
When's the last time you talked to him?
Not too much recently.
He called him last week, Father's Day.
This is my only way.
Next week.
Listen, he's a stubborn man like I am.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
By text a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Like, Dad, where are you staying tonight? Like, I'm staying at the hotel, never talking to you again?
No, weird fight.
You know what my theory is? His father does not want him to know where he is.
No, he does. Yes. My dad's trying to shake him. My dad, I'm his only child.
He's probably so embarrassed about that book. It's all those mistakes. He read it first draft.
He's got a place in West Yarmouth. I got it right in front of me here. It looks pretty nice.
So that place didn't end up coming through.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
He's a nomad. He's a wanderer. That was another example of Kirk and Jerry getting good stuff out of somebody who didn't want to talk about it at all.
He didn't get the job done!
And, of course, not to be forgotten, or actually to be forgotten, were the Patrick Gilroy, Ty Anderson appearances Tuesday, but good for them for coming in a snowstorm when Gary wouldn't.
Yep, we'll say thanks for coming in.
Forget what he said. Tell me what he's done.
No, but he's not going to answer the question. What are you doing?
What he's done that you don't like.
Give me a minute. You'll go to headlines. Give me a minute.
Chris,
I'll go seems fair, no?
All right.
All right, Chris,
how's that?
My guys, Ty and I back on Sunday morning, of course. All right, Mount Rushmore of hockey reporters a little later in the show. But anyway, TSN 690, 8 a.m., be on there with Ty. We'll be talking puck.
And Chris years. Curtis, you know, who doesn't know if a puck is puffed or stuffed.
Anyway, you have a good time in Somerville.
I will, and you have a safe ride up. You are going to be exhausted tonight. Please stay awake on your ride up to Montreal.
See you next Monday. See you.
It is currently Jesus, Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.